Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello, Cloud Talk listeners. Welcome to another week of Cloud Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Enix. And today, if you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio and you haven't heard any of our past episodes, check out our website at cloudtalkradio.com. And you can see some of our past episodes. We interview industry leaders talking about cash flow management and everything that has to do with marketing and how to build your business. So go ahead and check that out. See some of our past episodes and learn more about how to build your business. We have some great episodes there. You can also find us on Twitter. Just tweet us at Cloud Talk Radio, and we'd love to connect with you there. So I hope you guys have had an awesome week. We have a really cool guest today, and I'm really excited to be able to introduce to you Jordan McAvoy. He's the Vice President of Marketing over at Funbox. And you're probably wondering what Funbox is. We're going to be talking about that a little later. But we're going to get right into today's interview, which is just covering what Funbox is and how you can use it to cash flow your business. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Dust off your concert t-shirts. CloudFest 2015 is coming to San Diego from August 12th to August 14th. At the beautiful Paradise Point Resort, the only place where 12 CPE, 4 educational tracks, nationally known speakers, and the chance to win $5,000 hit the stage for 3 days. CloudFest is a rock festival-inspired educational event where you can obtain the skills to improve your business. Additionally, meet the faces behind the scenes at the Cloud9 Realtime team. Register now to be part of the band and take your business to the next level. Just go to www.cloudfest2015.com. That's cloudfest2015.com.
Well, welcome back to today's show. Today we have a special guest with us. We have Jordan McAvoy, and he is the Vice President of Marketing over at Funbox. You're probably wondering, what is Funbox? And that is going to be our discussion today. We're going to get the inside scoop from Jordan on what Funbox is and actually how it can help your business with cash flow. Well, I'm excited to have you on the show today, Jordan, and about learning more about Funbox. Why don't we go ahead and start off with you just giving us a little bit of your background, how you ended up over there at Funbox in the VP of marketing position.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me today. So I have a background working with small businesses. Prior to Funbox, I actually worked at Intuit and was part of the demand force team. And so a lot of experience just working with small business owners and helping them navigate some of the challenges that they face in their lives as both an owner and an operator of a small business.
Awesome. So, and how did you end up going to Funbox then? What was kind of the catch there that really caught your eye with the start of a Funbox?
Yeah, Funbox is in a really, really interesting space. You know, I think for those of us who pay attention to what's going on in technology as it relates to financial technology, we're in a fairly drastic shift in the way things are done. And there's been a convergence of technologies that has allowed this shift to take place. When you have things like cloud-based solutions, when you have desktop solutions that are now hosted and the data is accessible from a variety of different places, you have these ideas around machine learning and data science, being able to do things with that data. And, you know, what Funbox has done is we've come in during this time when just the general infrastructure of things has been evolving and the technologies available have been evolving. And we've identified a very, very big pain point for small businesses, and that's access to working capital and cash flow. And so Funbox is really a tool that allows a small business owner to optimize their cash flow to ensure that the expenses that are going out of the business are able to be met with the income coming into the business in a timely fashion and hopefully in a way where the small business owner can invest and ensure their success.
So how does that work? I mean, you have this concept of, you know, you can bootstrap your business and get a funded business. This kind of seems like it's a little bit of a mix between the two. I mean, what kind of history do you need to have as far as how long you've been in business and all that kind of stuff? I think of my local bank. If I was to get a business loan from them, you know, I'd have to be in business for a certain amount of time you know, with a good history behind me of cash flow and all that kind of stuff. How does that work with Fundbox?
Yeah. So maybe let me start by just sharing kind of in detail what Fundbox does and how we
do
it.
That'd be great.
And so I mentioned Fundbox is this tool that helps a small business owner optimize their cash flow. Really the way that we do that is we allow a small business owner to take their outstanding invoices that they've issued to their customers. Those invoices might be on net 30, net 60, net 90-day terms. And they could take those outstanding invoices and they could advance them. And so they get the money associated with those invoices in as little as 24 hours. Now, the way that we work with our clients is they advance that invoice, they get access to the money within 24 hours, and then they actually pay us back over a period of 12 weeks, 1/12 per week, and we add on some additional fees each week. And so our goal is to help a small business owner go from this regular line of expenses going out of the business, whether it be rent, whether it be payroll, whether it be supplies or materials to fund their next project and have that same regularity with the income coming back into the business, right? It's often not a question of will you get paid, right? Many small business owners have longstanding relationships with their customers. So it's not a question of if you'll get paid, it's just when you'll get paid. And we like to say that we can eliminate that question of when by putting the small business owner in control of their cash flow. So the way it would work is somebody would come to our site. We ask for two pieces of information. It's a username and password to create a free account. We then ask them to log in to their accounting or invoicing system, and they give us the credentials through our platform to do that. And that's the extent of our application process. It's four pieces of information. There's no cost associated with it. It takes less than 30 seconds. And once we have that information, we can actually make a decision about that small business, usually in the same business day, whether or not there's somebody that we can underwrite. So unlike a traditional environment where you would go to a bank and you would have a week's worth of effort and documents that you would have to prepare, and a significant amount of time you would have to invest, it takes roughly 30 seconds to go through our, like, what I like to call no application process. And you can get a decision the same day and you can have money as quickly as the next business day. And what that, you know, the reason why we're able to do that is, again, because of this evolution and just the technology infrastructure with access to data and more sophisticated ways for a company like Fundbox to do data analysis and really understand the risk associated with a small business, we can help them solve this problem of access to working capital and cash flow gaps.
So, Jordan, you just mentioned something interesting there. You mentioned statistics, being able to kind of figure out what is low risk. What are some of the criteria that you guys look for in a business before you give them money?
Yeah, so we, our unique spot is that we can actually underwrite a small business based on their invoice history, and it's not necessarily directly related to who holds that invoice. It's more about the history of payment and the relationship that exists there, as well as many, many, many other factors. And so we can underwrite the long tail of small business, we like to call it. A couple things that we look for is we look for, like, time in business, and typically we'll need about 6 months of invoicing history in order to underwrite somebody, which is a little bit different. A lot of organizations out there require 2 years of history. So we look at over 1,000 different indicators about the business. We look at both the business as well as invoice specific indicators. So who holds the invoice and what's the relationship that customer has had with the small business that we're looking to underwrite. Typically we'll look for at least 6 months of history. we will lend anybody, or excuse me, advance anybody from $1,000 to $25,000. So we can do very low amounts to much higher amounts. And because we look at so many different factors and so many different indicators, we're actually able to deviate away from the two factors that are usually core to the decision that's being made, which is credit score, which we don't utilize at all, and total income. And so we do look at income, but we have so many other factors that come into play that we don't have to hang our hats just on those two specific data points, which is, you know, what a lot of other other organizations out there use for their primary data points for underwriting.
So with a typical client, what is usually the average time somebody is taking money out of Fundbox with against an invoice that they've had with a client and then putting that money back in?
Yeah, so the way the product works is it's completely flexible. So our goal is to be extremely friendly for the small business and give them the flexibility to use Fundbox to really, again, optimize their cash flow. And so if somebody advances an invoice today, they pay us back over a 12-week period, and that is standardized, right? You get the money in your bank account tomorrow, and then over the next 12 weeks, we expect you'll pay us back 1/12 each week. However, if they get paid on that invoice in 3 weeks, they can pay it off early. There's no prepayment penalty. We also waive any future fees that the business would have incurred. So it's all usage-based pricing. If they only use it for 3 weeks, they would only pay for 3 weeks, and those additional 9 weeks during the payment cycle back to us would just get waived. And really what we try to do is we try to be as business-friendly as possible because we want a small business owner who's leveraging Fundbox to use us to manage their cash flow, so that we can help empower them and put them in control of their cash flow. And it's a tool for them rather than something that, you know, they use in a begrudging fashion.
Absolutely. So as far as invoicing, I think of different types of business owners who can use this. I think of contractors. Are contractors someone who could use Fundbox against maybe another contractor's invoice, or do you guys service those types of users?
Yeah, so contractors are a great example, right? A contractor usually has installment payments, and they usually have a lot of expenses, and then so their last payment is usually where their profit is contained.
Right.
So in that situation, they're a perfect customer for Fundbox because we can help them get access to the money that they need up front to buy the supplies, take care of any material costs, take care of payroll. And so we give them access to capital up front, and then when that final check comes in, they can pay their Fundbox balance on that invoice off, and they've been able to get through the gaps in cash flow that occur because of the way their business is structured.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about managed service type companies? We have a lot of listeners who run more managed service type companies, and they have that ongoing invoicing thing with history of clients who've been with them for years. It sounds like Fundbox would be a really good fit for them. For them, what type of scenarios should they consider when, or have you guys noticed that users use Fundbox for, to utilize and better their cash flow? Is it just kind of across the board, or is there kind of a more healthier scenario that you see Fundbox being used with a business owner's cash flow so they don't get into any sort of issues?
Yeah, we have a couple different scenarios that usually come up in the course of our, just to manage the expenses that they're being in control of when the income comes into the business, right? It's very easy to predict and have some regularity to the expenses going out. You know, you have to pay rent on the first of the month. You know, you have to make payroll every 2 weeks. That's easy. The unpredictable nature of income is where people are really challenged. And what we do is we give them predictability in that. And so just being able to cover general expenses is something that that people often use us for. So that's one scenario. Another scenario is somebody who, you know, has a relatively healthy and stable business, and they have a little bit of a step function in their business because they've taken on a new client or have the opportunity to take on a new client, right? What inevitably happens is you bring on this new client and your expenses go up just a little bit in order to ensure that you can cover the costs associated with that new client, but then those are outweighed by the benefit of bringing that additional business into your business. And so in that situation, we give somebody the working capital to grow their business and to invest in being able to take on that new client and having the comfort and confidence that they know that they can handle that business both internally from a like headcount perspective or materials perspective or an internal investment perspective, as well as financially and all the costs that are associated with that. And so those are two very, very typical situations. And then the other thing that comes up from time to time is for somebody who has a business where, every now and then, and this I think is most business owners or most of the folks that I talk to, somebody who has a business where something just pops up, right? There's an unplanned for expense, or maybe that client who typically is very, very good about paying you hits a snag, and all of a sudden they're saying, hey, I need a 60-day breather before I pay you this income that, you know, you're depending on. And so then they can be somewhat reactive, and it doesn't necessarily impact their business, and they're able to just, like, you know, keep moving through the normal course of their daily operation without having that additional stress or that additional burden.
That period of business growth is huge, probably because we're kind of experiencing something like that even of recent, where you have an unexpected growth happen, where you bring on a large amount of clients and really pushing the limits of what your production can do, and then there comes a lot of needs there on the production to actually get it done. So whether that's hiring, of course, increasing wages, you know, when a managed service, obviously that's going to be a big part of it. That's most of your cost of goods sold. But so that kind of really rang true with me when you mentioned that the business growth side of things is a great way to use Fundbox. So in Fundbox, is there, as far as, let's just say, a scenario. I know this isn't the best scenario, but I wanted to bring it up. What if the client doesn't pay you? You know, what happens with that kind of a scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, hopefully this doesn't come up, and that's where our underwriting engine and our risk engines come into play. But so first and foremost, again, it's our core philosophy that we want to be a friend to small business, and we want to work very, very closely with them to ensure that they're successful. And so what we'll typically do if somebody doesn't pay is we'll get together with that customer and figure out what the right payment plan is for them to get them back on track, to ensure that hopefully they can pay us back, because that's good for our business as well. And then there's some flexibility for them in being able to kind of meet the hurdles that are presented because of this other customer not paying. We actually, sure. Fundbox is a little bit different. We don't take ownership of the invoice.
Yeah, so, and I was curious about that, if you guys did. Yeah.
Right.
So how is that different? Can you kind of let us know how that works?
Yeah, and that's why we're this notion of an advance. And so some of your listeners might be familiar with something called factoring, which is where you take an invoice and you sell it to a third party, but then you also go to your customer and you say, well, there's now this third party who's involved in our financial relationship, and you're going to be paying them, and you're going to have to kind of report back to them if payment's delayed. And we think that system is unnecessary, especially given how you can address it with technology these days. And it's also, in certain situations, it might be the right thing, but for most small business owners, it's not ideal to introduce a third party into the relationship that you have with your client.
And now I'm curious on that point, because you guys have been in this with a lot of different small businesses. Do you guys find that, you know, it's fairly uncommon to not be able to remedy a situation like that between small business and even their clients over time, that usually those situations do work out?
Yeah, so and this is anecdotally now, right? But what we found with our small business clients, at least for their core customers, is it's typically not a matter of, are they going to pay me? It's typically a matter of, when are they going to pay me?
Got it.
Now, it might be a little bit different if a small business owner takes on a brand new client, or, you know, if something goes awry with the project and there's some contention over what was done or who, you know, were obligations met, things like that. But, you know, anecdotally, it's really, you know, it's not a question of if, but when. And again, part of that's based on us not only underwriting the business, but underwriting the invoice and having a good sense for the invoices that we see as within a healthy degree of risk for us. So, you know, that's kind of what we see. But what we do see with small business owners, just going back to this notion of like selling invoices versus us being a solution, is we do see that small business owners don't want to introduce a third party into the relationship that they have with their customers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that just kind of seems weird. It's kind of anti-small business to do
right,
that.
Right,
right. This is all about that relationship building.
Yeah,
well, Jordan,
absolutely.
it's been very interesting just kind of seeing how Fundbox works. I've been very curious myself. I mentioned before we got on call, I see your guys' just ads on Facebook all the time, and it's like, oh, you know, that looks interesting. It's just kind of a new technology. And on that note, what, you know, why do you think that is going to become more of a common technology that businesses are going to use? I think of it more from the risk factor. Why do you think we are seeing less risk in this kind of field and area?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not sure if we're seeing less risk, but what I would say is we're getting more sophisticated with how we can evaluate risk. And that's where the environment has just changed, because we have a lot more data available to us to make a decision about the business specifically. You know, the other thing that's changed is a lot of decisions about small business were historically tied to the person who was the owner or owner operator of that business, right? And so you had things like personal guarantees, where, you know, personal assets might have to be put on the line, or personal credit was checked in order to evaluate, you know, whether the entity wanted to have a relationship with that small business owner. And so, you know, we just look at it as we have a lot of incredibly smart people who do some very, very sophisticated work with data. You know, first and foremost, we are a data analytics company.
Right.
What our data team is able to do is they're able to solve for that number one pain point for small businesses, which is access to working capital and eliminating cash flow gaps. And then the other thing I would say on that is I think small business owners are more and more becoming aware of these alternative options that exist for them. And in a situation where previously it might have been that they had no options, or the only option was to spend, you know, a week's worth of their time, which is incredibly valuable, and, you know, pulling out that shoebox with receipts from 2001, you know, that's not a great option for them. And if they can jump online and they can use some of the data that they have hosted in the cloud, and they can get a decision usually in the same day, maybe the next business day, and they can get their business, you know, on track or past that initial hurdle doing that process, you know, 30 seconds of investment up front, same day approval, money the next day, it's just incredibly easy and incredibly friendly for them in order to go through that process. And so, you know, the question is, if that's available to you, why wouldn't you?
I think that's a good wrap-up to today's show, Jordan, just kind of giving people a good overview of what Fundbox is and how it can help you guys with the cash flow of your business. If you're wanting to learn more, go ahead and go to fundbox.com. You can learn more. And just like Jordan was saying, This looks like it could be a really good tool for businesses out there where now there's actually more data. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the marketing side, how we're able to, with internet marketing, because we have better data into how people actually function, we can make more strategic actions on marketing nowadays with managed services. So very, very interesting, Jordan. It's a whole new field. I'd love to learn more about it myself even. So if you guys are interested out there, funbox.com. It's been great having you on the show today, Jordan. I look forward to having you again on the show. I know you do marketing for Funbox, so I'd love to hear the marketing side of how you view things as well, even on the cash flow side too. So if you haven't listened to any of our past episodes, go ahead and go to cloudtalkradio.com. You can hear past episodes. We're here every Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. So make sure and tune in. This is Keith Enix. Hoping you have a wonderful week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.